Rocky's gone. Bye, Mom, called Albert as he headed to the door. He couldn't wait to see the tree fort Sam's dad had just finished. He raced down the driveway and started down the sidewalk. Sam just lived a few houses away. On the way, Albert waved to Mrs. Simmons and her three kids playing in their yard. He stopped and stood up the garbage can that had blown over onto the sidewalk at the next driveway. He was almost at Sam's house now. He could see the treehouse in the backyard. Wow, it was bigger than he thought. He ran past Mr. Jackson's, but just before he turned into Sam's driveway, he stopped. Where's Rocky? He wondered. Rocky was Mr. Jackson's German Shepherd. Whenever Albert passed this house, he came racing over to meet him. Mr. Jackson always said, "I think he likes you more than he likes me." That's because Albert always threw the ball Rocky brought over to the fence whenever he passed by. But Rocky didn't show up today. Albert walked back and stood in front of the gate. "Rocky," he called, but he didn't come. He opened the gate and ran down the walk to the door. After ringing the doorbell several times without any answer, Albert went to the backyard. Oh no, the back gate was open, and Rocky must have escaped. Albert ran next door to Sam's. "Rocky's gone. He got out the back gate. We have to find him." After calling several more times, Sam's mom had the boys get in the car. She drove up and down the streets as the boys each looked out their windows. "Look," said Sam's mom, "isn't that him?" Rocky had his head inside a garbage can that the wind had blown over. "Yeah, let me out and I'll call him," said Albert. He jumped out, and sure enough, Rocky came bounding over. He leaped into the back seat with the boys, not smelling too good, but happy as ever. Mr. Jackson had just gotten home and was about to call the police when they pulled in. Rocky jumped out, wagging his tail as if nothing had happened. Mr. Jackson was overjoyed and thanked Albert for being so attentive. "We need more boys like you in the neighborhood," he smiled.